Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Welcome to this special Christmas edition of The Word Works. We're replaying an episode that originally was broadcast on Christmas Day 2018, in which I read a special letter. It was written, and I'll describe this, in 1923 to my great-grandfather, Louis B. Midget, affectionately called Uncle Lou by those in the town of Oriental, North Carolina. And whether you celebrate Christmas or not, this will be a letter that I believe you can draw from and learn from as we apply some spiritual truths to the words that Uncle Lou's pastor wrote to him. So from Joanne and myself and the directors of In Christ Ministries and our family, we just wish you a Merry Christmas, and we thank God for many, many blessings in the coming new year. So here's the way it was broadcast in 2018. Today we're going to entitle this Uncle Lou's Christmas Letter. Last year, I tried to find the letter and couldn't, and now I think I know why. Because this letter was written on Christmas Eve, 1923. And it was received, or intended to be received, by Uncle Lou, Louis B. Midget, my great-grandfather, on Christmas Day, 1923. So it's interesting because when I looked back at the calendar, this podcast is released on Tuesdays. And so this Tuesday, the day you're hearing this, is Christmas Day. What's interesting is that in 1923, the day that this letter was intended to be received and most likely read by my great-grandfather, Uncle Lou, that day, that Christmas Day, was also a Tuesday. It's interesting because it will be at least 10, maybe 11 years from now until the next Tuesday that a Christmas falls on. So I think it's very appropriate that we read it today. The day that he read it is the day that you're hearing it, 95 years later. Louis B. Midget, and it's interesting because his middle name, there was some controversy over it. If you look it up on the internet, it's Brayson. And we had family members who also called it Braxton. And my son is named after Louis B. Midget. And it's an honor for him to be named and to live up to some of the things that Uncle Lou did. But Uncle Lou was from Stumpy Point and founded North Carolina and founded a town called Oriental. And I'm going to give you just a brief history of that town. I'd like to talk about it more on the podcast, but for now, when it was before the Civil War, actually, the settlement, this kind of loose settlement really in this area was farmland and such. It was called Smith's Creek. And the legend has it that Uncle Lou sailed in. He was sailing up to Newbern, up the the Neuse River. And he got caught in a storm or a gale and sailed in to the harbor and either camped that night, spent that night in his boat, or legend has it, he camped under his sail on land. I'm not sure about that one. He climbed a tree the next day, looked out and saw fertile farmland and maybe a farmhouse in the distance, and thought this would be a great place for a town. And he went back to home and got a relative and came back, and they bought and developed this land. And in 1886, the post office established a branch of the post office there under the name of Smith's Creek, and Uncle Lou became the first postmaster. The story goes that the postal service didn't care for towns with double names. And so Uncle Lou's wife, Rebecca, actually found the name Oriental. And it was really cool when she was visiting the Outer Banks. The story goes it either a nameplate from a sailing steamer called the Oriental, which had wrecked in 1862 off of Bodie Island, either washed up and she saw the nameplate, or probably more than likely what the other story is, she saw it on a mantelpiece in someone's home in Manio. Whatever the case, the town was incorporated in 1899 under the name of Oriental, the sailing capital of North Carolina. It's a place where I learned to sail, where my dad grew up. Great history. But let's move on. Alas, I digress, because I get caught up in Oriental. So, on to this letter. Uncle Lou was born in 1853 and died in 1935. He was 81 years old. And before he passed away in 1923, some 12 years before, he received a letter from a former pastor. I'm going to read the letter to you, and then I'm going to go back and comment on a couple of things. This was written from Edgerton, that's in Edgerton Memorial Methodist Episcopal Church, South, from the Reverend O.P. Fitzgerald. And it's written in from Selma, North Carolina, December 24th, 1923. Now they called Uncle Lou, that was his nickname, Uncle Lou. Dear Uncle Lou, I'm writing this message of love that you might get it on the day of all days, Christmas Day. The day when all human hearts of all the Christian world are laying aside their feelings of hate and greed to remember Jesus Christ of Bethlehem, the Son of the living God. And as he so humbly lay in the crude manger of that immortalized stable. To tell you that I miss you and wish to see you is not to give the true meaning to my words, but to say that I would enjoy nothing better than having the privilege of fellowshipping with you on this Christmas day is to express in some degree my kind and friendly feelings toward one whom I hold most dear. The knowledge which I have of your kind and helpful deeds done to your fellow men, the many times you have gone out and relieved the poor and needy, the many acts of charity you have rendered in the name of our Christ, and the experiential knowledge which I had as your brother and pastor, how you came many times with a word of encouragement, even though you doubtless never knew that you gave it. For there are times when even ministers need the help of man. These are times when the kind and sympathetic counsel of a Christian brother can render a world of good to a minister battling with the perplexing problems of his parish. And to you, I wish you the most happy and enjoyable Christmas. As you walk nearer the inevitable, may your journey be not lonely, but may you recognize your Christ as your companion, and be conscious of the love and esteem of your many friends whom you have befriended. These, I know, will warm the chilly air and brighten the gloomy shadows into light. For your good work will follow you, even unto God. Yes, and that great tomorrow, there you will discover many deeds recorded, which I suspect you do not remember. They are there because you loved and helped your fellow men. Yours most sincerely, O.P. Fitzgerald. Now, this letter has been in my family for years. Uncle Lou lived in the house after his wife passed away, I believe, with my dad, and his mother and father and brothers and sisters. And there's so many Uncle Lou stories, but boy, this letter just kind of sums up a lot of things that are very, very interesting about this man's life. There are three things I want to talk about in this letter. First of all, Reverend Fitzgerald calls Christmas Day the day of all days. He wants him to receive this letter on the day of all days. Isn't that a wonderful way to talk about Christmas Day? Praise God. Like I said, Uncle Lou received it on the day of all days, and it's only fitting that you should hear this letter read to you on the day of all days. Praise God. It's so rare that we release a podcast on this special day. We don't lift up days, but it's a wonderful time to remember Christ. Christ was born. God sent his only Son for us. And baby Jesus looked from that manger up into the eyes of his earthly mother, who gave him physical birth in order to carry out the plan of redemption. And Mary, in turn, looked down into the eyes of the one who created her. Wow. No matter what time of year it was, we could say it was the day of all days, because redemption had come to mankind. The second paragraph of this letter talks about the fact that Uncle Lou, he had performed a lot of acts of charity and encouragement to people. And I want to ask you, are you and I living to give? Are we learning to listen to the Holy Spirit within our recreated human spirits and to give as he directs? You know, Uncle Lou apparently did that, and I never heard about it, but it's interesting. He didn't want praise and glory. As believers, it's important for us to fulfill the Great Commission and to go out and do what Jesus said in Matthew, to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, and cleanse the lepers. Are we willing to give financially? Are we give to help those who are destitute? But the second thing he talks about in that paragraph is encouragement. Are we willing to be a Barnabas, to speak words of life to people in need, emotional need, spiritual need, and mental encouragement? The last paragraph starts off, as you walk toward the inevitable, may your journey be not lonely. We're walking toward the inevitable, the end of this natural, physical, human life on this earth, earthly life, we could call it. But praise God, in that great tomorrow, I believe we're going to find out things that maybe we'd forgotten about on this planet. Maybe we really didn't want people to know of how we'd given and how we'd sacrificed. And those rewards will be there. The day of all days. And on this Christmas day, I think of family and friends over the years. Joanne, Braxton. And I think of all the prayer partners and word share partners we have. And we're grateful for them. And of course, Al and Eloise, Mildred and Betsy in heaven, and Jerry across the miles on the mission field, and everyone listening to this podcast. And as I like to say on Christmas, yes, Al, my dad, yes, Al, there is a spirit of Christmas. And that spirit was evident in your grandfather, my great-grandfather, and Braxton's great-great-grandfather. And on this day of all days, and every day from henceforth, we could say, may we all allow the spirit of Christmas to live through us, just as he did through Uncle Lou. On this Christmas day, Joanne and I wish you a Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.